In the lunchtime edition, local farmers complain that pork imports are hurting their business and putting jobs at risk and want the authorities to take action. An upsurge in shootings and stabbings taking a toll on the operations of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Government reaffirms its commitment to divesting the sugar sector and giving a major stake to labor amidst a delay in the transition. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Pig Farmers Association is complaining about what it says is a troubling situation facing local pork producers. The president, Henderson Williams, says farmers are struggling to get their products on the market despite a boost in local pork production. Speaking this morning during a news conference at the Barbados Agricultural Society, Mr. Williams said businesses are importing frozen products, which is significantly impacting their sales.
We understand that there is an increase in the importation of pork and pork products into the space. And our view of it is that if we have the capacity, and we have been very well supported by Ministry of Agriculture in relation to heightening the production, the genetics, and certainly we are well equipped to deal with the production requirements of Barbados. So it is really a vexing matter that we are hearing that there are middlemen who are now importing to satisfy what should be a fresh pork market, because the product can only come in if it's coming from overseas frozen. That could never satisfy a fresh pork market. So there are some things that we need to draw some attention to.
The president of the Barbados Pig Farmers Association, Henderson Reed. Meantime, farmer Gary Reed says the importation is having a significant impact.
The loss will be very, very substantial, because in this respect, you got a couple things that happen right now. The high cost of feed, cost of water, the high cost of labor, a lot of inputs inside the industry, like medications, even transport. So with these additional costs that you are getting right now, it will be very unprofitable for a farmer who got to raise pigs from day one till 18, 19 weeks to really hold over to make a profit. And you cannot get your pig sale, it means that you have made a great loss.
Farmer Gay Reed. An upsurge in shootings and stabbings, including several recent shootings, some of them fatal, is taking a toll on the operations of the accident and emergency department of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, head of the A&E, Dr. Anne-Marie Cruikshank, explained how the gunshot cases may delay attention to other cases considered less urgent.
When a gunshot or stab wound patient comes to the A&E and their condition is extremely serious, we have to attend to that patient right away. That is what we call a Category 1, a Category 2 patient. Therefore, they have to go into the main resuscitation room, and one doctor or nurse cannot manage that patient. All the other doctors or nurse may be summoned into the resuscitation room to give assistance. They're life-threatening injuries. They take up all our resources, all the supplies we have, all the surgical equipment that we may need to stabilize the patient has to be used. Therefore, all the other patients who are actively being seen are on pause while we try to stabilize that patient who is stabbed or who may have a gunshot wound. Also, we don't know what is coming, so we have sometimes to what we call shut down the A&E.
She noted that the violent crime cases also pose security challenges, and the staff are also personally affected.
Also, the police now have to be summoned to protect us, because we don't know what is coming to us. We don't know if other persons are coming to harm the patient or us. So our lives are also online, on the line, when these stab wounds and gunshot wounds are coming. And sometimes several are coming, and they are outstripping our resources. So yes, it is quite disconcerting when we have this increase in crime. It's affecting the A&E. And then after that, we have the repercussions of the trauma to deal with what we just saw. You know, it is quite disconcerting for when that 13-year-old boy was shot. We had to then have a team debriefing because the nurses and doctors were emotionally traumatized by what they had to do for that child. So yes, These increasing crimes affect us tremendously, and other patients now cannot get their treatment because they are now on pause.
Head of the A&E at the QEH, Dr. Anne Marie Cruikshank, in the lunchtime edition. Finance expert Professor Justin Robinson sees Barbados's latest Moody's upgrade as a major vote of confidence in the Barbados economy and government's management of its affairs, but warns there are still potential risks and work to be done. University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Robinson, was reacting to ratings agency Moody's upgrading Barbados's long-term issuer ratings from B3 to B2 while retaining a stable outlook.
Barbados's latest credit rating upgrade from Moody's, which I think is the fourth consecutive upgrade, is a strong vote of confidence in the country's economic recovery and fiscal discipline. The credit rating upgrade signals to the world that Barbados is managing its public finances in a sustainable way, achieving steady economic growth and building resilience. However, as noted in the text of the upgrade, we are reminded that tourism dependence and global shocks remain major risks to which we are vulnerable.
Meantime, Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, has reaffirmed government's commitment to continuing its reform program.
There's still a lot more work to be done, but I believe we've gone through the worst. However, given the current international environment, we must be prepared for anything. And therefore, whilst we take this ratings action as positive affirmation of the hard work undertaken in the last 7 years, we will take fresh guard. We will monitor the downside risks as they arise, but we will continue to focus on those things that are well within our control, which would allow us to do better with respect to investment, better with respect to earnings, better with respect to the creation of jobs, such that Barbadians will see and feel the full benefits with respect to the improvement of the macroeconomy.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong. The rape trial of government MP Neil Rowe continues in the Supreme Court. Barry Wilkinson reports.
Retired Station Sergeant Arthur Springer, with over 3 decades of experience, revealed that he failed to perform some duties in which the defense counsel suggested were standard in a rape investigation. Sophia Moore led the defense, oftentimes prompted by her senior King's Counsel Michael Lashley, pointed out to the retired station sergeant that they did not interview Mr. Rowe's mother or his stepfather, who were present at the home in Kingston when the incident allegedly occurred. He also confirmed they didn't seek to interview any eyewitnesses of the neighborhood who might have seen any activity to suggest Mr. Rowe or the complainant were in the area at the said time. Instead, the station sergeant said he focused on the room where the complainant said she was raped and examined the area. When asked by the defense if he requested footage from St. Lawrence Gap where the complainant said she was taken, he said he sent his juniors to inspect footage looking for Mr. Rowe. However, when pressed to produce the license plate number of Mr. Rowe or even the color of his car, the station sergeant admitted he didn't have that information. The defense then asked, "So what exactly did you send your officers to look for on the footage?" He said, "Just the presence of Mr. Rowe." The retired station sergeant also revealed there was no video footage at Highgate Bar where the pair left together the night prior. After a grueling hour on the stand, the defense then suggested to the retired station sergeant that his investigation was unsatisfactory, with only circumstantial evidence, no eyewitness testimony, or no DNA to link her client to the offense to merit a charge. Two more officers are taking the stand today. In Supreme Court No. 5, I'm Barry Wilkinson for Starcom Network News.
Our top stories. Local pig farmers complain that pork imports are hurting their business and putting jobs at risk and want the authorities to take action. An upsurge in shootings and stabbings taking a toll on the operations of the QEH. Finance expert Professor Justin Robinson sees the Moody's upgrade as a vote of confidence in the Barbados economy and government's management of its affairs, but warns there is still work to be done. As the minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, reaffirms government's commitment to continuing its reform program. And as you heard, the rape trial of the government MP Neil Rowe continues in the High Court. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.